From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and I'm that Star Wars priest.
Hey, welcome back to another episode in which we're going to talk about Star Wars. I'm Father Roderick, the Star Wars priest. I want to talk about very important Star Wars news. Of course, there is now that Disney owns Star Wars, there is Star Wars news on a daily basis. And I couldn't be more happy, of course. There's no Star Wars fatigue here. I don't want to talk about the upcoming Solo movie. I've done that in a previous recording where I analyze the Solo trailer and give some of my theories about where the story could go. But today I want to talk about a major announcement that unfortunately didn't have any follow-up, but it has massive implications for the future of Star Wars. And that is the announcement by Disney that not only have they asked Rian Johnson, who was the director of The Last Jedi, to create a new trilogy that's completely separate from the Skywalker saga and to develop a new Star Wars story in probably three movies. We don't know for sure. But that they have yet another trilogy or multiple movies that they have now entrusted to the Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. They are the showrunners, the writers, and the producers of the massively successful HBO series Game of Thrones. Also, of course, a series that has great quality but also has provoked a lot of unrest among lots of people because, well, it's super violent. There is, especially in the first few seasons, quite a bit of nudity, blood, monsters, ice monsters, monsters with blood, monsters with nudity, nudity with ice, etc., etc. It's kind of a recurring theme in Game of Thrones. So it was very weird to hear that Star Wars has asked these two guys to create a new series in the Star Wars universe, and this is not a TV series, because we know that Disney is also developing multiple Star Wars TV series. And that's all for their channel, their kind of like Netflix thing that they're building. That's going to launch next year. So you can bet that they're already producing these TV series. They're totally doing that under the radar, but I'm positive that they're already producing, if not filming, already a lot of those TV series. But these two guys are asked to create new movies. And this, I think, is teaching us a few important things about the way Disney is going forward with Star Wars. We've had, of course, the sequel to the Skywalker saga, episodes 7, 8, and 9 in the making. J.J. Abrams is currently writing it, and he's super excited. I would be too if I were at the helm of that movie. But then we already know that Rian Johnson is going to take us away from the Skywalker saga. His story may be completely elsewhere in the universe, maybe in a different time period of the Star Wars universe. So why bring in yet two more writers and to do even something different? Well, here's what they said in the announcement, the official announcement that was made a while ago. They said the films will exist separately from the existing series, so no Skywalker saga here, but it will also be separate from the recently announced trilogy to be made by Star Wars The Last Jedi director Rian Johnson, which makes sense because even Rian Johnson doesn't even know what he's doing. But this is going to be separate. And then Kathleen Kennedy, of course, is the big boss of Marvel, Star Wars, all these big movies. She says, David and Dan are some of the best storytellers working today. Their command of complex characters, depth of story, and richness of mythology will break new ground and boldly push Star Wars – that's dangerous verbiage, Kathleen Kennedy – to boldly push Star Wars where no Star Wars has gone before. Okay. She says, boldly push Star Wars in ways I find incredibly exciting. So they will write and produce the trilogy. Now, they themselves have also released a statement which says a lot and says nothing. They say, we are honored by the opportunity, a little terrified by the responsibility, and so excited to get started as soon as the final season of Game of Thrones is complete. Well, that shows us their movies are going to be probably a little bit later than Rian Johnson's new movies. So I'm thinking this is probably a new kind of alternating series in between the new trilogy by Rian Johnson. That could mean that they're stepping away from the in-between movies, the Star Wars stories that we've seen so far in Rogue One and in the Han Solo movie. My gut feeling is that we'll get another an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, because there's a lot of buzz and excitement about that, and that will probably sell a lot of tickets. But then I think they're going to step away. Why? Because you can't keep hiring these old actors and bring them back. And they've learned from Han Solo that casting a role, a familiar role, by a new actor is very controversial and very risky. And Disney doesn't like risks. So at least not when it's about one of their major, major franchises. So my guess is these are going to be the alternating movies in between the new trilogy by Rian Johnson. And there is one final detail that we know that I think reveals a lot. And that was posted after the statement by Benioff and Weiss and by Kathleen Kennedy. And that was by Disney CEO Bob Iger. And he said in an earnings call, so that's a very important moment where he talks to the people that make it financially, you know, that profit from this. And he says, the duo is focused on a point in time in the Star Wars mythology and taking it from there. So I'm thinking if he is referring to a point in time, he's referring to history. And when you talk history and you don't want to talk Skywalker, there's only one time frame that can refer to, and that's the Old Republic. That is a specific point in the timeline of Star Wars that is established, that has a fan base, that has already a developed mythology in the games and some of the novels and comic books, but that is vastly unexplored. Most of it is not canon, but it has a lot of elements that could become canon. And it would be the perfect time period for these two writers to tackle, because Game of Thrones is a lot about the stuff that the Old Republic is made of. It's politics. It's like different factions. It's not just black and white, but also gray, moral ambiguity. They could bring in all sorts of new kind of force-related stuff. They can still make it feel like Star Wars, like the game the games based on the Old Republic do that very well. You know, it's thousands of years before the Skywalker stories, but it still has lightsabers. It still has these hovering cars, etc. A lot of the looks are very much Star Wars. So my gut feeling says this is going to be an Old Republic series. And I am super excited that these two guys, not because of all the violence and nudity and the more morally kind of gray stuff of Game of Thrones, but because of the complexity of those stories and their masterful storytelling. It's not by accident that this series is such a major hit, because it's all about the characters and it is cunning writing. I would even say, and people are going to scream out now and yell at their iPhone perhaps, or whatever device you're listening on, I would say that this TV series in many ways has better writing than the original books. Inga's here in the studio. She's actually read the books. Would you agree? Yeah. So the TV series is more condensed. It's less ponderous. A lot of the fluff is gone. And it's very much character-based. And having two people that know how to write characters, that know how to interweave stories, is going to create a lot of new story material for Disney, for the franchise. And we should be happy about that, honestly. I want J.J. Abrams to wrap up Episode 9, to wrap up the Skywalker saga, and then let's move on. Let's explore something that is still feels like Star Wars, but is not like totally tied to this timeline. That's one of the things that I think Disney is doing very well. They're not trying to replicate Marvel. The Marvel universe is all happening, the same people, and everybody is in the same time frame and live in the same place on Earth. You can't do that with Star Wars. I don't want them to do that with Star Wars. Star Wars is a universe of stories. It's very biblical in a way. I mean, how boring would the Bible be if, like, all those books of the Bible would all be, so this is about Apostle so-and-so, who actually lived in the country next door to Jesus, and this one is about Jesus' mother and the stepsister of his father's neighbor, and then what else can we do? Jesus, something with, oh, yeah, let's do a story about the wise men from the east. So it's the trilogy about the wise guys, and now, I mean, what makes the Bible so cool is that it spans the universe. It spans the entire time of our universe. It goes from the earliest beginnings to the future in the apocalypse. And that is what I think you should do with Star Wars, because Star Wars is a very biblically inspired story. So taking that approach, telling stories from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, which makes me actually think one more thing, one crazy theory. What if Rian Johnson is going to bring Star Wars to our present day? Like, the opening will not be a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but it's going to be like today in Amsterdam. Bam, da-da-dam, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think that would really surprise people. Probably not for the best. Okay, let me hear your theories. What are these guys going to talk about? What do you want to see? Do you want to see more stories about obscure background characters in the Star Wars Skywalker saga? Do you want to see the future of Star Wars? Are we going to go back in the past? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments. Let me know via email. Wait, no, just do comments. And I will talk to you next week, and there will be much more Star Wars on the horizon. If you like this podcast, consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. And if you become a patron, then you will get access to a special podcast feed in which I answer all your questions. Well, the questions that I know how to answer. But that's like a special exclusive feed for my patrons in exchange, kind of as a thank you for their help. Thanks for being there, and thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, and may the Force be with you. Oh, bah, bah, bah. Oh, bah, 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 bah.